Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special live guest for you. There is a metal band called Zenith, and they spelled it with an X. So Tyler, Liam, Cole, and Zach, they are on the way to the station. So in the meantime, we're going to play some metal bands that are female fronted. We're going to start off with a band called Massive Scar Era. This one was recommended to me by Joey Hawken from Journeyman Productions. We played his interview last week, but we never played this song. So this one's called Pray right here on CJSF. Let's talk about that set. So Massive Scar Era, Prey. Then we played Cosm, The Emblem. And then, what else did we play? I think we played Unleash the Archers, Blood Empress, yes, and then Revenger. We want blood, yes. They made it, folks. They made it. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so say hello, guys, and introduce yourselves.
Hi, we're Zenith. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist, Zachary.
Yeah, I'm Liam. I'm the main songwriter and lead guitarist.
I'm Tyler. I play drums.
Yes. My name's Cole, and I make things go boom because I play bass. Yeah.
And tell me about your band.
Well, we started, I want to say, almost a year ago today. Or not today. It would be a couple weeks from now. Started about a year ago. We formed from another band. We were all playing with, not all of us, but everyone except for Cole. We had two other members, just had creative differences, so we just decided, Liam, Tyler, and I, to just take the music that Liam was writing and start our own band. And so that's kind of how Zenith started. We pretty much instantly right away got into the studio because we already had the songs kind of ready to go. And recorded the album, got that out, and then went on a hunt for a bass player. And here he is. So
yes, okay. And we also have John in the house. Is in the house.
I am in the house. It's really hard getting here now because at the Columbia Street, I got to transfer to go to Braid, and then get off at Braid and go across the tracks to this side because they're fixing the rail line along there. So it took me a little bit longer to get here, but I'm in the house tonight. And it's so great to have a Zenith in the studio today to learn about their music. And I have one question
sure.
for you. How did you find the name Zenith?
With an X. Yeah. They spell it with an X.
X-E-N-I-T-H.
So this actually goes back. Yeah, this actually goes back to Tyler, actually. When he was in middle school, he was trying to start like a progressive rock style project called Zenith. And he just wanted to call it with a Z and stuff like that. And so when we were trying to workshop names for this new project, it was just one of the better ones that came up to us, and we're like, oh, how do we stylize it to be just a little bit more different and get that like metal flair to it? And so we just were like, let's put an X on it. And so that's what we did, and that's how we got the name, really. We just loved it so much, and we're like, not very many other people, I don't think, are using the name, and if they are, it's inactive bands at the moment. So but it's really good because we think Zenith, the word Zenith, is like the pinnacle of things, right?
Mm.
And it's overcoming obstacles to reach the pinnacle, and that's kind of,
it's been our story.
It's been
our
story. We've all had our own obstacles in life to get here, and now we're a band of four friends and people who love working together every day, and it's awesome.
Awesome. All right, and you're going to tell me about this first song called Criminal Underworld.
Criminal Underworld. It's a really good song. Speaking about kind of... How would you describe this one, Liam?
It's kind of it's one of the more down to earth ones on the album. It was one of the ones that was written pretty late, too close to the release date. I would say it's sort of about like how your spirit feels when you're in like a dark place, both mentally and physically speaking, and just how you can overcome that. And the word, when I was writing the lyrics for the song, I remember I specifically didn't want to put the word criminal in the lyrics because I just don't think you can market that. And so the song itself is obviously called Criminal Underworld, but there's no presence of the word criminal in the song at all. And we also didn't want it to be sort of like an influencing, like influence sort of like bad actions or whatever like that. So that's part of the reason why I kept that out too. So it's definitely one of the more down-to-earth songs on the album. When we debuted it live, it was also definitely, we realized that that was one that sort of sparked a lot of energy in the crowd. So,
all right, here we go with Criminal Underworld on CJSF 90.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, woo! Super awesome song. Okay, John, you got a question.
Well, as you are listening to that song, it's a Liam. He was a guitarist in that. Awesome guitar playing.
Thank you.
And drums by Tyler. And I forget your other guy's names.
Bass players.
Bass.
Cole?
Yeah. And I'm the vocalist and rhythm guitarist.
Oh,
Zach.
Vocalist, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how did you, I see now you've got an album there.
Yep.
And you got like 12 songs on it. Well, how did you make that? Or who was behind the creation of your, is that your first album?
It's our first album, yeah. The music was mostly composed by Liam here, and then with additives from Tyler for drums. Cole we found after we released the album, but he's going to be playing a huge writing part in the next album.
Yep.
Because we're also writing our next one right now. So, but this one was produced at 5 Feet Under Studios under Tom Bertal. It was very awesome working with him. He was just a complete gem. I cannot recommend him enough. If you are a local metal punk act in the Surrey White Rock area, please reach out to him. He is amazing.
He's John the House approved.
Yeah, he's really good sound guy as well. So if you need sound guy, hit him up. He's trying to, you know, like all of us, make a living, and you know, so it's awesome to give him a little shout here. But yeah, Destiny Dynamite 12 song album. We started off with 9 of them already written before we started doing the rest, and then 3 more just to fill up the hour or so.
Yeah, exactly. It is, yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's pretty good.
All right. And Halloween's coming up, boys. Yep. And I'm wearing a pumpkin sweater today. So, yes. What about you guys? Do you have any plans for Halloween?
We actually do. We are playing a show at the Rock Shop on Granville. They have recently set up a performance space for bands to come through and play while people are shopping and buying shirts. So we will be doing that on Halloween Day. So Thursday, October 31st, we will be at the Rock Shop. Please come check us out. Say hi, buy some shirts and everything else, you know. Not sure if we're going to be dressing up yet, but this is still a band conversation we got to have. I mean, I might be in my costume, but we'll see.
You have an idea of your costume. What?
Well, my partner and I, like my life partner and I, we're going to do some clowns together.
Yeah.
I always like to do matching stuff with people if possible. So if the band wants to do it, we'll try to figure out something. My favorite Halloween costume, though, growing up was always a vampire. I don't know why. I always resorted to it, and there's so many different variations you can do of a vampire. So
yeah.
That's
all right,
true.
How about
I was
you
a
guys?
Vampire once. Count.
Yeah.
Fangs and blood. Yeah.
I would say like probably like at least a solid 6 years of my childhood trick or treating was
all
dressed
vampires?
Up as a vampire.
All right.
I actually have a pretty practical costume because I just look normal in it. But I have the Ghost Rider jacket from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know if you guys know that show, but I have the exact jacket that the dude has in the show. And so all I need is a skull mask with fire on it, and I'm good to go as Ghost Rider.
Nice.
But most of the time, my wife and I will just do like Mario and Peach or Luigi and Daisy or basic stuff like that. But I'll tell you this, last year we did Princess and the Pea. Mm. And so my wife made me this shirt that looked like a pea, and she filled it out with like a couple pillows. And I was literally just a green circle for Halloween. It's pretty funny.
Cole, do you have a costume?
Yeah, I don't really have like I guess a consistent theming with costumes, mm-hmm. but recently my partner and I have taken a liking to like making our costumes at home, but like trying to really make them low budget, I guess, and a little bit shocking looking because of how bad they are. So we went as like I was Sonic and she was Dobby last year, but it was just like. We did. We just like got the cheapest bald caps we could find and like painted my face blue and like used construction paper and then we hosted a little like Halloween party. That's and then so everyone weird. That walks in is just like double takes us and go like, oh wow, that's really not good. So I don't know if that'll be what we do this year.
Oh, you're still in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah,
so good on you. All right, and you said you don't dress up.
Well, I do dress up sometimes.
Yeah.
But I never know what I'm going to be until, like, the day before Halloween. And then it's just, yeah, I'm going to be this. So we'll find out.
Have you ever been Jesus? You kind of got the Jesus look.
I've gotten that a lot.
Yeah.
And I have not.
Oh, wow. Oh, you could totally go for it. Okay.
Maybe one day.
All right. All right. So we're going to talk about the wrong side of heaven, talking about Jesus.
That was a perfect tie-in.
I know. Yeah. So tell me about this song.
So, yeah, this is probably one of the craziest things, like, thoughts that I've ever had. But when I remember I couldn't sleep one night, and this thought just came to me as an epiphany. It didn't slowly resonate, but I just randomly thought, what if there's like multiple different like portals into different parts of heaven depending on how you've lived your life? And so I got really inspired by that for whatever reason, and so I wrote a song about it, obviously called The Wrong Side of Heaven. And so it's basically the song depicts it tries to narrate if a person lives their life a certain way, they end up in a different part of heaven. And I that's probably not true, it's probably complete bogus, but I found that really deep. And so there was a lot of creativity that I was able to pull from sort of the meaning behind that. So
that's right. We're getting deep here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. All right, here's The Wrong Side of Heaven. Yeah, yeah. All right. So the next song is Cole's pick.
It's a Never Exiled, and I think I just like the story behind it, like the lyricism in it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so for Never Exiled, I kind of came up with a kind of conceptual kind of story inspired by Spartan soldiers in the old ancient Greek times. There was a lot of diversity in the old Roman and Greek times. There was a lot of different governing bodies, I guess, and they're all fighting for Greece, pretty much, you know, what would become Greece. Mm-hmm. And part of that would sometimes be soldiers would leave town and their town would abolish. They try to come home and nothing's there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this song is about a group of soldiers who think that's kind of like that's going to be the case. They're going to come, or even if they do come back, it's been so long that they've been fighting this war that maybe people don't even recognize them. So they're fearing that they're exiled, but this song is just basically saying, we're never exiled. We were fighting for you. We're coming home. You know, we're not stopping. So it's kind of just like a weird conceptual story, kind of fiction, kind of inspired by truth. And I just had a fun time writing it. Zenith, we really like writing songs that are like power and like make you feel like you want to ride into battle on a horse with a sword in your hand. And,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of our theme. So this battle one really themes. Played into that.
Awesome. Okay. Then maybe after this, we'll talk about movies. Okay.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Listening only thinking about the memories that we made, waiting for a when to restart us again. I'll be waiting there. And again, and again, I'm still waiting for you, and I'm still here waiting, waiting for you, and I'm still here waiting, waiting for you, and I'm still here waiting, waiting for you again and again.
Yeah, go check out The Time We Died at the Roxy on October 30th in the contest put on by Live Acts called Best in Vancouver. Go support local music.
Yes, we're going to hear more with Zenith after the break.
This is Bird Note. A peacock's tail is magnificent. 4 or sometimes even 5 feet in length, when opened, it's an iridescent wonder, shimmering and covered in giant spots. And as it turns out, when it comes to that wonderful tail, there's even more than meets the eye. As this male Indian peafowl quivers his outstretched tail, it creates a rustling sound, almost like a drum roll. Scientists call this the peacock's train rattle. You might also call it the sound of peacock love. That train rattle is also causing a vibration in the air that we humans can't feel. But female peacocks, or peahens, can. That low-frequency rumble hits the sweet spot, also known as the resonant frequency of both the male's and female's crest feathers. They start to vibrate in unison. Peafowl also do a special wing shake, which seems to hit that same sweet spot. Scientists aren't quite sure how the train rattle love buzz fits into peacock mating behavior, but for the first time, we're starting to listen in. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Right, that was the peacock's tail, more than meets the eye, and I think of Transformers. All right, we're going to talk about movies quickly. Name some of your favorite movies, guys.
One of my favorite movies, it's kind of underrated, is The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I really like that one. It's like a twist on the classic horror stories and stuff, yeah.
Shrek 2.
Shrek 2, awesome!
Yeah.
Whiplash.
Now, my favorite movie of all time is Aquaman, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Okay. Yeah. And then you got a plug. You said you want...
Oh, yeah. So we have a show coming up at the Chill House in Chilliwack, October 18th. We have pre-sale tickets on Eventbrite for $12.50. And at the door, they're going to be $15. So try to save yourself $2.50 by ordering them online in advance. All ages show. So you can bring your kiddos. We'll have some extra ear protection there just for them. Just to make sure that everyone's going to have a good time. And, yeah, come out, rock out, and Bang Your Heads.
Awesome. Okay, and Tyler, you're picking the last song. Which one is it?
Dead to Rights.
Dead to Rights. Tell me a little bit about this one before we close.
This song was more musically inspired than lyrically, for sure. I actually wrote this song to beat out James Hetfield as the downpicking king. I think Master of Puppets is 106. Master of Puppets is 106 BPM, and that's sort of like the famous Metallica song for downpicking. And this song is 123. If you're not doubling it, it could be 246 to some people, but. So, yeah, I think I successfully did that. So, sorry, James, but you've been knocked.
Yeah, we always like to say before we play this one live, eat your heart out. It's not a dig to him. It's more of a sign of respect.
We love James. That's obviously why we did this, is because he's a legend. This song is definitely just all about the speed and all about the power and thrash. So it's definitely the thrashiest track on the album. One of the things that we pride ourselves off of is having a little bit of each subgenre sort of in our songs. Yeah. So there's something for every metalhead with Zenith. But this is definitely for more of the thrashers. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, perfect. And where can people follow you?
Instagram, Facebook. We got our website, zenith.band, where you can also get all our merch. So we're still working on some more video content. And so keep your eyes peeled for that as we continue to write our second album.
Yeah, you can also find us on YouTube and Spotify, Apple Music, if you want to listen to Destiny and Dynamite. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you so much, Zenith, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.